Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about drafting the OG 151 Kanto Pokemon. We determine the best Ludacris song.
Luda.
And lastly, we create our very own university. But first, the man who recently confided in me that he actually has some horsehair growing out from his lower back, our guest, Tad, what are you drinking?
That's not the only place it grows out of, Travis, but I appreciate that.
That's what you told me.
Yinling tonight, ladies and gentlemen, just keeping it classy, Ben, what are you sipping on over there?
Hey, you stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, Steph.
Drinking a little Traverse City North Coast rye, so a little Michigan rye. Enjoying it a lot. Rick, what you drinking?
I'm drinking some scofflaw, something
scofflaw.
Like that.
You had it right. Yeah,
you get the idea. Dirty beaches, because
you are a dirty beach.
Because it's a low key nod to one of my favorite jokes, and it's also delicious. So, cheers, Travis. What's in your glass over there?
I am drinking the Macallan, like the Ohio State University, the Macallan Lumina. It's a bottle I picked up from the airport like 5 years ago or whatever, and didn't like it at first, but after a couple of drinks, it tastes pretty good. I don't know what that says about the alcohol, but you know what? It's old. I need to finish it. And speaking of old things,
I hate you. If this isn't a ludicrous segue, I'm going to throw it at the table.
It's the Pokemon segue, which is awesome. Guys, I really want to become a Pokemon master. Like, it's a lifelong goal.
Go on.
And I can be the best that ever was to train them is my real, or to, I don't remember the song.
Catch them.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Any of our listeners are a swim person. Yeah.
And I know that because I have kids, not because I still listen to the theme song.
That's not true. Don't
independently.
Lie to me.
Independently. Well, I mean, you didn't say I couldn't lie on the podcast. So
you're right.
It just goes in my head every day. So
yeah, right.
It like on the reg. I want to draft a team. I don't want to catch a team. I want to have the four of us draft a team. And I did randomize a list of the four of us. So it's generally fair. We're going to do this snake style. So, Tad, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
So we all get a fair chance of kind of getting a first pick, so to speak, per round. And you can tell this was randomly generated because the order is going to be Tad, Rick, Ben, and Travis. That's me. I'm Travis. So...
By the way, Rick, nice Master of Puppets reference a second ago.
Good job. Yeah, thanks. It was good. I appreciated it. And with that, we'll just jump right into it. Tad, you are on the clock for the Bar Banter Pokemon draft first pick.
First round pick. And this will all come together at the end. Hypno.
Nice.
Hypno is my first pick. First round of the OG 151 draft.
Proud.
Let that marinate.
Get that psychic going.
Awful pick. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
We'll see.
No.
Time will tell.
No.
He said pre-recording. He was choosing
synergy,
violence.
Sir. Okay. Work on another level. Okay. Another level.
If you're going for like words that rhyme with disco, you're doing great. Other than that, you've got shit. That's the first overall pick. God damn it. You're ruining. I'm gonna.
I love it.
Dude, keep it going. No.
Hypno's a great Pokemon.
Hey Ben. You see how I'm in his head? Rent free already. Yep. First pick.
Was not even in my top.
Dirty
30.
Shoes on his couch.
I'm just gonna have the best team. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
So,
Rick,
you know what?
Rick, what's your next pick? What's your pick?
I enjoy the path that Tad took us down, and I'm a follower.
We know. You're the president.
In the essence of trying to upset Travis the most, give me Jolteon as my number one draft. Because who doesn't want an electric dog, fox, cat hybrid?
I do. That's the best way to describe it, too.
Dog, fox, cat hybrid. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, immune to shot callers. Get at us.
Let's go. Actually, dude, I love Jolteon. It's a solid pick.
Not a first round pick, but it's a good pick.
Okay, second. So me, I'm going to go Tad's route a little bit. Oh, man, I want to pick something completely opposite of my list. God. Well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go.
Yeah, Magic Knight.
That fish can't even swim.
He's playing the long game.
So I'm not going to go there yet. But come on. So I'm going to start with Gengar. Love fucking Gengar. It's been my favorite Pokemon for a long time. Dude just reminds me of a practical Joker in the real world, but dude was super effective. Like, man, had a ton of power when he came to his you know, unique abilities, whatever it was.
Yep.
So super effective.
He's so mad when he listens to this.
He's gonna be furious. Let me put everyone back on track real quick. Take the best two off the board. Because I get the fourth pick and then the first pick.
You do.
Give me Mewtwo. Obby, strongest Pokemon ever in that generation.
Disagree.
No, statistically, his base stat total is stronger than literally everyone else.
Disagree.
You can't disagree. It's fact. And give me Dragonite.
That's your opinion.
The strongest dragon, really the only dragon in the game, basically, as my number two. And the fact that I got the top two picks... with the fourth and fifth.
That's your opinion.
I've already crushed all of you.
I fucking love Dragonite. Awesome Pokemon. Definitely top 15, top 20 for me. Not top two, but amazing Pokemon. I want a dinosaur. I want somebody who's old, okay. Who's gonna last. I want someone that can fly.
Yep.
I'm okay with that pick. Maybe for flying, maybe Dragonite's better, maybe Charizard's better, whatever. But I like Aerodactyl. Always loved Aerodactyl.
I like that.
Doesn't need to evolve to be an awesome Pokemon. But yeah, man, give me a fossil. Give me somebody that's got to come back from, what is it, 60 million years? Tad, you're great at facts. However long ago.
I mean, yeah, it depends on what era. You know, you're talking about the Paleolithic or the pre. You know, whatever. Another perfect. Fancy $6 word here.
Yep.
Nobody correct me on any of my statements that I'm making.
Jurassic. Couldn't if I tried.
Jurassic. Get out of the comments. Get out of the comments. Okay.
Go. Jurassic Park. No. Get in the comments.
Don't go. Get out of the comments.
Get in the comments.
Get out of the comments. You. Thank you. You know what I'm talking about.
So go.
I watched Dimension 20 and all the other Dropout stuff.
Brennelly Mulligan, my Rick. Spirit animal.
Rick, what is your second pick?
Travis, I didn't know you were such a Dragon Ball Z fan because essentially you picked the Frieza of.
I did. You're right.
You did.
This isn't even my final form.
So because of that, like, yeah. Then I appreciate the dragon. I'm going to take the real dragon. Give me Charizard because I'm never going to hold food again.
Dad, you got two. I
got two. So I'm going to go. I have an order that I was looking at, but I'm going to do out of order just because. You know, Travis Jennings over there is cliche drafting right now. And so I want to make sure that there's one idea that I need for my team.
Your basic.
Okay. Real basic. Okay. Real basic, right? So I'm going as the next two picks will be Snorlax and Alakazam.
I'm okay with those.
I was also worried about Ben snagging that one too. And I need that one in my lineup. Okay, guys. You'll see it all. When it comes together.
Here's where I'm at, Tad. Here's where I'm at. Hypno would have been there at the sixth pick.
Okay.
You could have gotten someone
that's interesting
better.
Yeah, I could.
And you did.
Or maybe I did.
Nope.
Ooh.
You didn't.
Thoughts?
Though.
Thoughts?
There aren't any happening whatsoever.
whenever you realize the genius, Travis, I want everybody to watch his face. When I reveal the genius, when it hits him,
it's right there. You're just putting people to sleep. You're building a team of sleepers. Literally, Alakazam and Hypno have the whatever makes people fall asleep.
Everybody remember that statement. And then whenever I reveal it, and everybody will go, "Oh, that's why you got Alakazam." Again, I'm planting these seeds.
Just you because he can bend spoons the plant does not make him the in the Matrix, by the way. If he can bend spoons.
Ooh, can I, mm-hmm.
can I Rick. Add something?
Rick. Yeah, Rick.
I was today years old when I realized there's a Pokemon called Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan.
It's Kangaskhan.
Is it K? So, okay.
Yeah, not it's Genghis. Close enough. Yeah. It's close enough.
You want
yeah.
that one?
No. So, wait, okay. is it my pick again?
It is your pick.
It is.
Oh, sorry.
You can pick Kangaskhan.
Yeah, no.
Do you, boo.
My second pick, I want Machamp.
That's a good pick. I am a little mad that I wish he would have made it to me. That's the first one I'm like, goddamn.
He can throw 500 punches a second. So.
He can. Literally.
Pretty lit. I can only do 498.
The fact that you went with Machamp, solid pick. I'm actually going to pivot from what I was going to pick and pick somebody else just to make sure I lock this down.
Are we making a run on tight ends? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Right now? Yeah, basically. tight end or lineman. No, I'm picking my center. I'm going Golem.
Golem.
Yeah. Wasn't the strongest attacker, but dude, you could not get past him. The guy was a rock, literally.
Yeah, as it turns out.
Unless you're a grass type, he's super weak to grass type. So
yeah, but most people don't put grass types. Like if you put a grass type in your lineup,
I mean, less about balance. You gotta. Yeah.
And speaking of balance, I've got a psychic. I've got a dragon. I need a water type.
You should pick a grass type.
That isn't actually a dragon, but he's kind of a dragon. I'm going Gyarados.
Fuck you.
That's a good pick.
True, I was going to pick.
Third pick. I've got my top three. That's awesome. I'm here for it.
If someone picks Metapod, I will buy them a beer.
I don't have anyone fire, so I'm going to go with the guy who was technically a legendary originally, and then they said, nah, we don't need him to be a legendary. I'm going Arcanine for my fourth pick.
I like it.
That's good value. You going a little off the cuff.
Yeah, salt it.
Going a little off the cuff. I like it. I like
that's
it.
That's the best fire that's not Moltres, but I already have a flying person, so I'm good.
Disagree on that, but
no,
good,
it is.
Good pick.
It is.
Yeah,
it
disagree,
is.
But good pick.
You can disagree, but it's wrong. Ben, who's your fourth pick?
So, all right. Need a water guy and need a water guy who is arguably the strongest one out there. Not necessarily from attacking, but hard to tear down. So I'm going Lapras. Give me the one that you can't tear down, and not to mention the fact that it can learn everything. I was going to go Blastoise, but and I love Blastoise. War Turtle is my favorite Pokemon Blastoise. Of all time. But
didn't you just say that about Gengar?
Yeah,
he did. Oh, I did. All right,
Ben does that a lot.
Yeah, just wait till
I mean, you're allowed to have multiple favorites. I just was clarifying for me, Ben.
Hey, Ben,
you do you, boo, okay?
Does Lapras make good whiskey?
Maybe. It's good water.
The it's last
good
draft.
It's good water.
Tad, the last draft we had was the U.S. states, because of why not?
Oh, yeah.
And literally every state that was picked, Ben was like, oh, they have good wine there. Oh, they have good whiskey there. Oh, they no, every just pick.
Was
hey,
we know what your economic model looks like for your the states you drafted.
You do what you know. Fuck GOP.
All right, Rick.
I mean, I'm a basic B, and we all know that. So yep.
He's a Beedrill.
Has Blastoise been picked?
Yes, no.
That's I'm going to slide in there still and on the table, take me on some the Blastoise.
Yeah, love it.
Like, this is my home, you know?
Yeah.
Get this or loses
just,
it.
Just, stay, like, just stay right here.
Just stay here.
None of the Q-tips.
This is, yeah.
None of the Q-tips. No. They got two there.
Slap.
Tad, you got two.
The next two picks in the draft are, in order, Lickitung.
Nice.
Squirtle.
Nice.
I love it.
I like it. I like it. That was a deep cut.
So they were not on my list, but I love the creativity.
Do they have to go in that order?
So I will reveal. Maybe. Listen, all will be revealed. All will be revealed. All will become apparent. And when that happens, everybody just stare at Travis because his jaw like ugh. He's caveman drafted. He's like, I was looking at the stats over the last years, seconds. And according to the statistics, and then I'm just gonna come in and go,
I mean, you've got the Squirtle squad behind you. I assume if you've got Squirtle, it comes with the other five Squirtles. And he's got sunglasses and everything.
Only need one. I'll take them though. They're pretty cool. They'll be my backup dancers. How about that?
There you go. There you go.
Hey.
Rick, what is your fifth pick? All five legendary birds are still available.
No.
Travis is losing his fucking mind right now. This did not go any way.
I'm happy
about
it.
He thought it was going to go.
My lineup is insane.
I'm not.
What five legendary birds?
I said three.
You said five.
Did I say five? All three legendary birds.
I mean, we knew which.
I heard five too, yeah.
That's enough, McCann.
And Mew. Mew is.
I refuse to pick Mew.
That's fine.
You don't because I still have more hard feelings about Mew than I do about Mewtwo, so take your Dragon Ball Z characters elsewhere.
I would pick 149 Pokemon before those two.
Listen, by the time this is going to be episode 53 when this comes out, by episode 57, I'll finally be able to start my attack because I've been charging up for four episodes.
And I'll already be at home celebrating with the crown, so it'll be good. It'll be good.
Like, I want to pick one of the legendary birds, but, like, I have those types. Like, and then it'd be, like, forcing it.
Don't give in to the peer pressure, man. Don't do it.
You know what? Like, I'm staying in my home.
Stay the course.
Stay there. Stay the course. That's right.
I don't think I have a grass or earth Pokemon. So
do it. That's a good pick.
So hold on, let me find the
especially the V and then Venusaur.
Give me Venusaur and
nice.
I'm gonna stay in my home and be my basic B.
That is a great pick. That is
the fact you got the three OGs. In full final form on your list. That's
you
bad.
Got all the starters. That's fantastic.
All right, so I'm gonna go and I'm gonna actually take what I think is the best fire Pokemon. Sorry, RK9, ain't gonna happen. Sorry, Moltres, ain't gonna happen. It's Ninetales. No, it's fucking Ninetales, dude. Special attack was baller. Not to mention that I don't know, man. Ninetales hit a little close to home. Loved getting Ninetales. Bulbix is a little cute little puppy. Boom, Ninetales. That's my pick.
Travis is calculating.
Give me the king. Give me Nidoking for my fifth pick.
Yep, best Pokemon in the game. That's fine.
That's your favorite. Right?
Box art, technically, kind of. And then here's where I have. My actual quandary, because I haven't had to like make a decision yet. Do I go with a rock type, my favorite rock type, or do I go with it is Lord Helix? Do I go with Lord Helix?
What?
Or do I go with my favorite rock type? Tad, do you know about Lord Helix? Are you that big of a nerd? No.
No. Okay. Apparently not. Not in this space. Apparently.
Me neither.
I'm gonna go for the memes. I'm going to go with Omastar, Lord Helix, just for the memes. Final.
Omanyte and Omastar. Okay. All right. Got it.
So
Omanyte and Omastar. Okay.
About 10
Can you hold my hand and help me get there? Where are we?
Yeah. Two of the fossils. So you've got Kabuto and Kabutops and then Omanyte and Omastar.
But okay, about 10 years ago on Twitch, there was this social experiment that was done where literally everyone in the comments could literally comment A, B, up, down, left, right.
Okay.
And they were playing Pokemon Red or...
It was the comment-driven playthrough of... Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And one of the Pokemon that helped win everything was Omanyte, and they called him Lord Helix.
Lord Helix, gotcha.
That is that reference.
Oh, I didn't know that. I remember them doing that. I didn't get into the specifics of it, but I do remember when they were doing that. It was interesting.
Fantastic. So, like, if someone were to do a case study on it, it would be a fascinating read.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Nice.
Ben, sixth pick.
All right. So I had two that I was left with. But at the end of the day, if I'm going to round out my lineup, I would have never picked a legendary bird to begin with. But now that it's the last round, I'm okay with it. I don't have an electric. And Rick already took the best electric in the game, which is Jolteon, in my opinion. So I'll take the number two. I'm going Zapdos.
I love it. Are we about to do the birds being the kickers? Because I think that's
Mr. Irrelevant.
All right, Rick. Your last pick, your sixth pick.
Let's round out the kickers. Give me Articuno.
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 It's actually Spanish. It's Articuno.
Mm. For Articuno.
Dos.
Yes.
Moltres.
Yes.
Get it right. I didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah. FF fun fact.
I appreciate that level of nerdom. That's
what I'm here for.
Fantastic.
All right, Tad. Last pick. Reveal your big, terrible strategy.
Last pick in the OG 151 Pokemon draft is Ditto.
Okay.
I like it.
Dude, Travis is just, he's
no, I, out of as, his ears. As your sixth pick, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Are you good with that one? Is that allowed?
Yeah. I have issue with the one hypno, through five. Hypno, Lickitung, and Squirtle.
Oh, really?
Especially
him. No, I got it. I'm there.
Interesting. That's interesting.
What's your big plot reveal?
Would be much different if I had one.
Is it time? Is it now time for the battle? Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. I can either do the recap or you can do your big reveal.
No, do your recap and then I'll do the reveal.
Okay, so the team.
Can I do his reveal? Because
I'm looking for the reveal. I'm already there. I'm studying.
You're studying it? Watching the films.
I will hypnotize you.
I think I got the big reveal. But I'll do the recap.
So we need reveal, and then I want what your guys' take is. What is my team? What am I doing? Go ahead. Sorry.
To recap, our teams are Tad has Hypno, Snorlax, Alakazam, Lickitung, Squirtle, and Ditto.
Love it.
Rick has Jolteon, Charizard, Machamp, Blastoise, Venusaur, and Articuno. Ben has Gengar, Aerodactyl, Gollum, Lapras, Ninetales, and Zapdos. And I have Mewtwo, Dragonite, Gyarados, Arcanine, Nidoking, and Omastar. And so with that, if you're listening, comment on Twitter who had the better draft. But if we want to, myself, Rick, Ben, what was Tad's draft strategy?
I've got everything you would do to a significant other is kind of what I built off of.
Not
that.
Necessarily significant other, but more a high school crush kind of creepy thing.
That's fair.
Yeah, like I'm not going to get the prom queen, but I know how I'm going to get the prom queen. So...
Or everything I would ask of my significant
other. Yes, yes.
I was going just more like fetishes, but yeah.
I mean, fair. I think that counts.
That's all in the same realm. So Tad.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Team Cosby.
Oh my God.
And our starting position to knock you out, Hypno. And while you're sleeping like Snorlax and not going to wake up, we will lick a tongue until we Squirtle. And after we're done, we need 2 spoons to eat all the pudding. And since our reign will be long and disgraceful, Ditto, because we're just going to do it over and over and over again, and nobody will stop us.
I feel like we were kind of on the
track. You guys were on the right track. You were on the right track.
I was going to say it's giving me rapey vibes, so yeah.
I almost went with some kind of an STD carry on thing there, but I thought Ditto was good because again he did it forever. It was a long reign. It was terrible, disgraceful, and it was never shut down. So my team is known to win, right? Team Cosby won for a long time. He never got shut down.
And then
why I needed Alakazam. I only needed Alakazam because he had 2 spoons for the pudding. That's why I needed him for the. And he was supposed to be right before Ditto, but whenever I heard you talking, Ben, I was like, Ben's about to grab Alakazam from me if I don't take him.
I was pissed you got Snorlax.
I don't even know where we go from here. Like we had hits, we had Cosby, we had Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z.
Your whole team is ludicrous.
Hey yo, man,
that was well done.
Hey, got Travis, that get back,
mad.
Mother.
Get
don't
back.
You don't know me like that, okay?
Hey,
I do know just you like better. That.
Some would say
you do. You actually do. That was a lie.
I almost introduced you as the Scorpion King. I know you.
Hey, there we go.
Guys, team, focus, everyone. Okay, focus.
Yep.
Serious. Let's put our serious hats on. What is the best Ludacris song of all time? Who has thoughts?
Again, we got to go ground rules.
Ground rules. Lay him down for me, Daddy.
It's not featuring Ludacris.
Correct.
Is Ludacris' song. I think that's
primary.
So as much as I would love to say Welcome to Atlanta, it's not his song. He is featured in it.
And fuck correct.
That's the only ground rule I need to throw out there.
The other one was that we usually talk about was it's not your favorite.
Right.
Yeah.
You can have a favorite.
Those are two different things.
It can be the same one, but right. most of the time.
And I'll be honest, I wrestled with that.
I have a lot of favorites,
but I was like, example, Blueberry Yum Yum.
One of my song, most favorite. That whole I can't album say it's his so
best.
Good.
It's not his best. Can we all just agree Blueberry Yum Yum is not the best?
No, it's not. But it is. It's like.
But I got it. I have it 12.
There is a place.
The other two I want to put forward to get rid of before we talk about the best. I have two that I want to exclude from the list, and that is
careful.
Yeah, easy.
Number one spot and Act a Fool, because they were
okay with that.
Movie production.
I'm fair with that.
I think it's interesting that you thought we had to get rid of Act a Fool, and we didn't just assume that wasn't his best.
Yeah, song. That wasn't on the list.
I just wanted to make sure. I thoroughly love that song.
I have Act a Fool as number 9. I made a list of 15.
And I ranked number 9. You ranked through 9. I feel inadequate. I couldn't help it.
No.
I spent all my time on the Pokemon draft, guys. Okay, obviously, all effort went into the Pokemon draft.
A shameless plug: an excellent playlist is if you download the Versus Cheat Sheet Nelly versus Ludacris. It's a great playlist.
That is a playlist.
And I've spent all day, unfortunately, having to skip over my Nelly songs to get to the Ludacris songs.
Oh, but... no. Yep.
Proud of you.
Okay. So we've laid some ground rules.
We have some ground rules.
We have eliminated some already. Who wants to pitch their number one Ludacris song?
I could go if we need to.
Do it.
Because I'm going to, it's a callback to what I just said. As a matter of fact, Get Back, I had as number one. I think for a couple of reasons. I think it was just a fantastic song. The video was amazing at the time. It was a great music video.
Ooh, we've entered into a different category now.
And
I'm here for it.
If people remember Tropic Thunder, Tom Cruise dance at the end of the movie.
Yep.
That was helps. To Get Back.
You know what? I hope we put on Twitter if the person that came, well, I mean, you told us what the reference there was, but if you can identify all the movie references in this specific episode.
Instead of the chapters of like a YouTube video, it's just timestamps with references.
Right.
The movie, right?
Like, we'll send you a six pack.
I did that a while ago. Yeah. I tried to do the you'll appreciate this. I tried to do the Critical Role thing where I called out the jokes that I wanted to call out. Yep. I was like, I can't do this. I'm not
too much effort.
I went back to just when did the new topic start? And so I put those timestamps in.
There you go.
Get Back is a good one. It's absolutely in the top three.
Yeah. It's not my favorite Ludacris, but I think
have to be your favorite. Because it's a part of Red Light District and it's his later, I know it's not his latest album, but of his like peak
big hitters
is one of the later albums. It's hard for me to put that as the best because I do like the original stuff and I'm struggling and I'm hoping Rick or Ben, you can convince me one way or the other of what's your fantasy and Rollout. Those are the two I'm struggling with.
Oh man, Rollout was good.
And those were two of like the original Ludacris songs. They're on two different albums, but they were like, if you think of Ludacris,
What's your fantasy is I feel like what made him big, you know, and that is my favorite Ludacris song.
And one of the reasons why it's even my favorite is because I went back and listened to it and I tried to like analyze it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sample is so minimal and it's just lyrics. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, obviously there's a melody and there's like some percussion going in the background to keep the beat going. But 90% of it is just Luda and yep, I forgot Luda. Her name, who sings the female part. But yeah. it's just like, it's all just Luda, 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 Luda. Whereas I feel like, and the reason why I want to go roll out in my head, I'm convincing myself, is he evolved enough for roll out to go get that big band sample where there's like horns in the background a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he goes from his normal kind of safe cadence in What's Your Fantasy? And he starts like mixing it up. He starts going slow, not slow, but like the words, the rhythm change, he's using is one, it's very staccato. And then it goes Busta Rhymes almost, and he'll show off how fast he can rap. And then he'll go back and he'll go back and forth. So I'm going to go roll out as the best Ludacris song. Cause it's the culmination. It shows off all of his talents and is just, I think that is Ludacris. If I were to like personify him in a song, it would be Roll Out.
So Roll Out is probably my favorite all time Ludacris song, but, and I had thought about this prior to us establishing this as a rule, it can't be, I can't just be thinking my favorite. And while I love that song, it's nostalgic for me, and everyone that listens to this podcast knows I'm Mr. Nostalgia. It's not the best song in my opinion. I've got it at 5. It's a great song, but if you're talking like uniqueness and musicality and stuff like that, then you know, then you got to jump into things like Runaway Love, and like that's adding more to the song.
That's too much.
But as far as the best song in my opinion, Travis, I am going to be the splitter for you. It is 100% What's Your Fantasy. I still quote this song like today, and this song is 20 years old. I was thinking Move Bitch, I was thinking Pimp It All Over the World. And come on, Pimp It All Over the World, man, everybody loves that fucking song. But it's as far as what's not my favorite, it's not what's my favorite. Love
the Cadillac Williams part at the end.
Exactly.
That's the question.
Well, but and it stings me to pick my favorite song ladies, that's referencing ladies, the Falcons.
Ladies.
I'm literally referencing an Atlanta Falcons song that has the dome in it and the Falcons and it sucks. But it's true. It's still his best song.
And that's why I know this is a genuine take from Ben to pick something that references the Atlanta Falcons hurts you so much.
So
I know this is a genuine pick. Rick, you're the only one to not give an opinion.
I mean, I love Ludacris. Like, so this
who
was
doesn't?
Hard. This was hard for me. Well, in the sense of like
I'm hard right now.
So hard. I wrestled with favorite to best all day is basically what we went for. And Travis, I like your original one, but to me, like roll out, move, bitch, move, get bitch, out of the way. And what's the other one? The hoe, who's a hoe?
That was a sleeper one like, for me.
To me, they're all kind of the same to me. And
okay.
So made that like,
I appreciate that.
To say
I
like
picked
that,
I was roll out. Yeah,
to say that's out. His graduated version.
No, you pick Tad, you pick Get Back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I picked Roll Out.
In my head, I was saying.
And Get Back is good too. I can't get there. And
yeah.
And I think like I spent all day trying to not pick What's Your Fantasy, but like.
It was my second.
That's okay. I'm okay. If that's the one we go with, Rick, if that's the one you are convinced without a doubt is the best, I can get on board with that.
The problem is I'm not, but I think it's the inner turmoil of I just have all my favorites. And while that is one of my favorites, like I think I'm going to have to go with that because obviously I can't go Baby by Justin Bieber featuring Ludacris. But
no, you cannot.
No,
much
no,
as we all wanted to.
No, that's why we had to rule it out because then there's not a conversation. That's why I was saying there's not a conversation, right? Yeah.
I'm just glad nobody said Moneymaker.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Tad, you and I both can get on board with What's Your Fantasy.
Oh, What Your Fantasy was my number two. It was the lock in number two spot. So
I think we all mentioned the top three. Like, if any one of those was picked, I'm here for it.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
Yes. Those are the top three, you know, if you have top five, whatever. But like, to me, those are ludicrous. If someone says ludicrous, I'm thinking of one of those three.
Yep.
If I'm talking like favorites or like situational,
right.
His newer one, I say newer. This is like probably even
newer
8 years ago. How Low?
Yes, because you've got to listen to the Chipmunks sometimes.
It's so fucking catchy and like it's got that trap feeling to it where I'm like, I'm waiting for the bass to drop. Please drop. Yes. Please drop. And it's got that for it. And I'm here for that. And I like that. Is it the best Ludacris song? No. Is it the best song to like play in a club today? Probably. But that doesn't make it the best song. That's just
right.
May I tell you all a small, very short story?
Absolutely.
Yes. It is. Yes, I have very few regrets in life. One regret is,
I love this story already.
I was at a conference for tech stuff that I do, right? And I, being the nerd I am booked the next day. And one of these things is for a very hard to get in 8 a.m. thing. Again, I'm nerding out. They have brought Ludacris in as a special, like, I understood it as a meet and greet, right? And I was like, I have to be up at 8 in the morning. And it was like, it's like studying for a final, the thing that I was doing, right? So I skipped it. It was, ladies and gentlemen, this was a personal concert that he put on, and the people from my company were front row Ludacris in this thing. These people did not even know who he was, let alone any of the songs.
Assholes.
And they sent pictures, and I was devastated. I was devastated. This was 2019.
Like, do you like Kanye? Because here we are. No.
And I just want to say it's one of my few regrets in life, right? And the other one is how I got herpes. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there.
If we can make it here or there.
Okay. That's it. That's my story. I won't take up no more time.
But some say that maybe that would be a college class on how to not get herpes.
Don't take my goddamn segue, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that was good.
I had this whole bit lined up about how I really wanted someone to mention Saturday, but that's not when college classes are going. You fucking dickhole. I'm going to go pee.
Saturday.
Taking it.
No, I'm really going to go pee.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rocket Guitar Repair. Is your guitar beat up, dented, or is there dirt from the 70s still under the controls? Well, you're in luck. At Rocket Guitar Repair, Ray works on everything from acoustic and electric guitars to bass guitars, banjos, mandolins. If it has strings, Ray can fix it. With over 50 years playing, repairing, and building guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062 or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
Rick, you mentioned earlier that the people on this podcast are learned doctors. And we only got that way because we all attended.
Did you just cut out my segue?
That's going to be in there. That's going to be in there. I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to keep the part about me being mad. And then I'm going to keep that part. And I'm going to cut this part out. And I'm going to say, that's only because we all attended Barbanter University or whatever university we want to call it.
Someone's call it the Harvard of podcast.
The Harvard of podcast universities is what I've heard.
I see literally nothing but Ivy Leaguers on here. That's what
Ivy. In the way that it creeps up and just suffocates everyone else. That kind of Ivy. Guys, if we were to start.
That was graduate level humor.
Yes, it was. I'm here for it.
Keep it going.
If we were to start our own university, we got to start with some sort of curriculum, right? What five majors would we offer if we're creating our own university?
Let me hop out there. Because there are just things that we all should know. And so number one, no particular order. This is just how I thought of them, not necessarily level of importance. So number one, We need a grilling course.
Okay.
Like, we need a grilling.
You need to know how to put covers on your teeth that have gold plates and platinum.
Right. So
how to grill. Got it.
Right. When we become a rapper and we talk about our fantasies, you know exactly how to do it. And then on top of that, I think you need a cocktail course. Like, you don't necessarily need to be a bartender professional, but you know, you need like a solid 3 to 5 cocktails that you can make. So give me just like a survey level, if you will, cocktail course. Next, give me like a casual fashion class. I don't need these super high socks and sandals. So just like a casual, fashion class.
Casual.
Yeah.
Totes cash.
You know, and that's really just so that's my low key crusade against leggings and Nike shorts.
Like leggings.
Moving on. Give me a wings class because we just need to educate the world on what the right wings are and how to enjoy wings. I'm going to leave that open-ended.
Say there's a lot there that I was like, this could that.
Yeah, I'm not inserting.
Just wings.
A survey course on wings. And then finally, give me a cigar class. Again, just a high level, choose your own adventure, cigar class.
You went, if I could sum up your curriculum, and this is
it's a Rick Madison curriculum.
No, if you look up Rick Madison in the dictionary, it just says basic.
I would say basic.
I'm just calling it out. That is our 1101. Our
1101. I would have pinned that with but necessary. You know what I mean? Right. Like, but you need basic,
a solid foundation,
but necessary, right?
Thank you, Tad.
You're welcome.
I like basic.
Look, I didn't say you have to wear your Han Solo outfit for the fall to these courses, okay?
My vest and okay.
With a pumpkin spice latte. All right. Yes, even though it would give you extra credit.
So I went way outside. Rick, you went like right down the middle.
I stayed home.
You went the 1 pin, the 7 pin, and the 9 pin. I don't know if that's right pulling, but you went right down the middle.
Left pulling.
I went with the art of the segue.
Oh my god, love it.
Right,
taught by Travis.
Yes. I'm clearly the professor.
Tenured, not just taught. Tenured.
Tenured professor. Can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that's right. You're not ousting that motherfucker.
No, I'm here forever. I went with time travel, tourism management. To manage the time travelers who are coming in from the future. I went with how to avoid hipsters because we all need to keep them at arm's length, right? That's why Danny is just sometimes appears, right? Right? That's that one. Another class I've got is it's a critical thinking class, but it's called Thinking Outside the Bun, a Taco Bell case study.
Ooh.
Oh god.
It's a PhD level class, right?
Yeah.
That is a
real class. And then I
take that class.
I would do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
The last one, if I'm looking at the majors I've got, the one I'm missing is just some sort of food element. I'm gonna butcher his name, but Chef Amari. Starts with a G. I don't know his last name. Chocolate sculpting guy. Everyone should know how to make giant chocolate sculptures. Like, that's a must. You have to know how to do it. So give me those as my curriculum.
I'm here for it.
Ben, Tad, what is your curriculum?
Okay, so clearly we all took this topic differently.
Yes, we did. And that's what I love about this podcast.
So I created 5 top 5 courses at Bar Banter University.
Yeah, me too.
But I related it a little bit more to what we are as a podcast. So,
well, that's a terrible way to think
They get better. Well, I'm going to Barbanter University to be better at Barbanter. So, first course, this one's an easy one. It's science of distillation and molecular drinkery. So, understanding how, why, and what drinks are.
I don't think you could say that again if I asked you to do it.
Totally could, but I'm going to let you believe that I can. So, yeah. Class number two, criticism 101. Fuck speech class. Yeah. Learn how to argue those who attack you, not to public speak. Number three, history of dads. All things jokes and puns dating back to the 1800s.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Number four, fantasy literature, an in-depth look and study of fictional characters and those stories. Lastly, anger management. Not original, but learn how to accept fucking ridiculous explanations of important topics in life.
Fuck you, Ben. That's an awful take. I hate it so much. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? God damn it.
I aced that class, so fuck you too.
I haven't taken it yet.
B-.
All right, Tad, what are your Tad.
You guys are great. Useless University State College Technical Institute is now offering the following majors. For science, astrobiology, the study of life in the universe, not here. For all of you plant lovers, horticulture, the study of hoarders and their culture and how they live.
I love that so much. That's such a good pun.
Medieval pre-med for those of you trying to implement leeching but just not quite sure where they go, you know.
We could have used you on last episode for that one.
And this one might hit club bartering, not bartendering, right? But bartering. Our economics course of bartering. How many sheep do I need for your goat?
As a Jew, I don't need it. I've already opted.
Who needs fiat money, right? Yeah, exactly. Well, that maybe already, I was targeting you with this one, you know.
20 sheep for a laptop.
I came out of the womb with that class already credited, so I'm good.
Gotcha. No, that's perfect, right? And then obviously exercise science because just to piss people off that I said exercise science. I think your guys' was way better.
For the bartering class, is it shortened three letters, J-E-W? Is that bartering?
Yes. How to Jew.
That's how it shows up on your curriculum.
Yeah.
Page.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the class code is J-E-W.
Ironically enough, Travis is also the traveling tenured professor for that course as well.
Yeah. Proud of you.
It's not ironically, that's just true.
It's just true.
So to recap, we've got Rick's curriculum is grilling, cocktails, fashion, wings, and cigars. The basic, that's your entry level, that's your freshman year.
But we've got foundational
learning.
Our gen ed, as it were.
Gen ed.
Bruce Witherspoon is the teacher for every course.
Didn't I just see you? No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Okay with it.
Mine were the art of the segue, time travel, tourism management, how to avoid hipsters and thinking outside the bun, a Taco Bell case study, and chocolate sculpting. Ben, you had how/why/what drinks are, criticism, how to argue, history of dads, jokes, fantasy literature, and anger management. And Tad, you had astrobiology, study of life in the universe, hoarder culture, medieval pre-med, bartering, and exercise science.
Dude, you totally crapped on the name of my classes.
It really was the elegance of the course names were really just off of that there.
Like, fuck you.
I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk and I'm
it's got me tonight.
Yeah.
I'm typing these as fast as I can. So
it's okay.
Very drunk.
I'm going with the spirit of the name of the class, not the name of the class.
That's fair.
So that's 20 different. Is that our? Do we just want to like?
I think it's great. We don't, no voting required.
Hold on.
That's 4 years of studying.
I'm going to be a real stickler here, in that Ben and Rick have a crossover, a duplicate with the drinks and cocktails.
I'm okay with that. Okay.
I feel like Rick's is the entry level and Ben's is the advanced course.
Again, I'm okay with it. We could advance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I'm okay with that. Yes.
Okay. So if someone
we can combine those, that's
from
fine.
Now on, anyone that wants to be a guest on this podcast has to take these 20 classes
before you're eligible
to be a guest.
Dude, and we need video proof.
Don't
and,
challenge and, me. I will write a curriculum. Don't
I was
challenge.
Gonna say, and don't challenge. Worry, Travis will have yourself, a challenge. Quiz. Travis will create a quiz that everybody will have to take prior to the show to make sure you can be on. So look for that quiz before you guys come on. Thanks, Travis.
Tad, a problem.
See you
that.
Later.
No. You're taking this the wrong way. You said this in the future tense of will. You're assuming that I don't already have.
That you don't already have it.
Have
enough,
a quiz for
it's
all
your
of these
interview.
Oh, look at the time.
You have some questions to answer. Does anyone else have any other curriculums or majors or things they want to mention?
I created a college in a treehouse, but that was just like while I was.
I like that idea.
Sticking around, so yeah, it was in the Redwood Forest. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, forestry, fire safety. It was kind of morbid, but yeah.
The fact that no one said underwater basket weaving troubled me
actually
a little bit.
I did have Air Bubble University, which was underwater, but yeah. I didn't take the time to create courses.
The other two I have that I really want to mention are haunted house architecture.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Yep. And slaying it.
Actually, no.
Wait, what? No.
No. Nah. Stop trying to force your Halloween decorations into things.
Bitch, give me my Halloween. It is August.
To on Twitter for
like I will wait until Labor Day. I saw it's that post. August. Someone said that. Wait until Labor Day. I'm like, okay, that's fair. After Labor Day, I'm putting up my Halloween decorations.
Do you not like Halloween?
It's not that I don't like Halloween. It's just August.
Oh, Rick, listen. I feel like this is the Christmas decoration conversation for Halloween, right?
Yes.
Don't let them paint you into that corner of, oh, well,
Travis,
I guess you
your
don't
neighbors
like,
have skeletons.
Like, no, I don't want to put my tree up in June. Don't
yours?
Hate me, okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, the big ones that, like.
That's mine. I paid $300 for that bitch. And
into the backyard?
It's in the front yard, but yeah.
Oh no! The ones I saw, I was in.
Wait, Denver did you
the
buy
day.
The giant one that's like 20 feet tall?
Yes, fence. It's 16. But yes,
what is this? One of those blow up?
No,
it's a giant skeleton that's
it's
like
awesome.
The size of your house, not blow up.
Well, your neighbors weird. Have two of them. They go over their backyard fence, and it's over like the main.
I don't have that,
but yeah,
I have the one skeleton. His name is Marshall. According to my son, yeah,
I love fantasy. I love costumes. Yeah. I love dress up, but I don't nice like Halloween. Dress, nice.
Anyway, my last class was Slaying It, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer case study.
No,
that was gonna be sexual.
Do it again. Make a new one. That was no.
I liked that one. That was so good.
I thought you were gonna say Slaying It, a course in Slump Busters.
Yeah, we all felt that.
Okay, gotcha.
With Buffy the Vampire as a teacher. I'm okay.
Yeah,
fine with me.
So I would kill Mary one of them.
Yeah,
so,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
If I could throw this bottle at you, Rick.
I love it. If he was looking
I
down and you
it.
Could read it on Woo! His face. When
I finished
said
it.
Wait. I need to know this. What's worse, Travis? Us stealing your segues or us trying to mess up your on today's podcast?
Segues. Hondo P.
So
I
stopped doing it a few months ago. I might have to start it.
Yeah.
No, that's
you're crushing his creative outlet, ladies
right.
and gentlemen. You gotta...
The beginning is a I don't want to say is a Drew thing, but it's like a hey, this is the intro to the podcast. Are you trying to mess me up right now? Oh, that's funny. Ha! The segues are like what I like.
Your calling card.
I dream of when I go to sleep. Like it's the last thing.
Yeah.
It's what I imagine. It's what I look forward to more than anything in the world.
Really?
I don't have a lot.
I wholeheartedly believe that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really not questioning this a lot. Like,
Travis is in a meeting at 10 o'clock at work, and he's like, I have the worst segue to use later. And that's all he's thinking.
Oh, that's a good segue. Scratch that. I need a bad one.
Yeah. It's time for Last Call. Guys, we are doing a very interesting Last Call. We're doing the classic FMK Fuck, Marry, Kill, but we're going to do this round robin style, and Ben went above and beyond and came up with like a bunch of different scenarios, so he's just going to be intermittently thrown in there. So Ben, give us your first fuck, marry, kill list.
We're going to go with the Ryan fuck, marry, kill. So we're going to go with Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, and Ryan Seacrest. Who wants to go first?
Oh, I mean, that's easy.
I feel set up.
That's easy. You kill Ryan Seacrest because you fuck Ryan Reynolds because you marry Ryan Gosling. I mean, like, that's just that slow pitch. I feel like that's slow pitch. I like how you started it off easy, but I will hop into that one real quick.
No, so. I disagree. You're forgetting that Ryan Gosling was a defensive liability. So you kill Ryan Gosling, you fuck Ryan Seacrest, and you marry Ryan Reynolds.
Remember the Titans. That was
right.
So good.
That's right.
Petey, get in there.
It was a defensive liability. So
that is, I forgot about that, and that's the Remember the Titans? Yes. I listen, I stand corrected, and I will go sit in my seat. You put me in my place, sir. Well done.
Okay. So I was more on board with the original Tad one of fuck, marry, kill Reynolds, Gosling, Seacrest. So I kill Seacrest. I don't need him in my life. It's fine.
Yeah. And I'm going to fuck around Reynolds because anybody good enough for Blake Lively is good enough for me.
Nailed it.
I'm going to marry Gosling because look at his eyes. And then fuck you, Seacrest.
All right. We don't believe it.
Don't say kill you, Seacrest.
We don't need a defense. So you got it with
fucking,
that.
I'm going to kill you, Seacrest.
Travis is no longer allowed to criticize Terry Fontenot based off that FMK because he wants a defensive liability in his life. So.
But the football players have nothing to do with my sexual advances.
Sunshine.
Well, no. But
Rick. Give us your fuck, marry, kill, starting with Tad.
So, fuck, marry, kill, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning.
I know what probably other people are going to pick. I'm going to fuck that big-headed, sexy bastard.
Yeah.
I am going to marry Tom Brady for the money.
Okay.
He's free. He's on the market now. And I'm going to kill Drew Brees because at the end he's kind of a throwaway there.
Tad, you and I are close. I'm going to fuck Brady because fuck Brady,
right?
Because fuck Brady. I'm a Mary Manning because I feel like he and I will get along and we'll just get so many chores done, and kill Drew Brees, like fuck Drew Brees. But not actually.
You ready for my hot take? I just didn't want to put my dick in a goat. That's all. You know.
That's fine. I get that.
You're assuming you'd be on top. So that's.
Oh, no, I'm a power bottom. 100% power bottom over here, guys.
Whoa. Ben. Brady, Manning, Breeze.
Yeah, as a Buccaneers fan, I am going to fuck Brady. I am going to marry Peyton Manning because he's just a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And I am going to kill Drew Brees.
Rick, do you have a take?
I do. I think we're a little off base here. I think you fuck Tom Brady for shallowness. I think you marry Drew Brees, and I think you kill the big-headed, four-headed Peyton Manning.
As a Falcons fan, the fact that you can keep Brees around.
Yeah, that's not what I. That's not the route I took. I mean,
that's
you got
fine.
Two,
that's
you
fine.
Got,
that's fine. It's fine. I get it. You're just a terrible Falcons fan.
You
Ben.
Two
Ben.
There.
Ben.
You picked the defensive liability.
In a fictional setting, I went. One's fictional, one's non-fiction. Ben, what's your next one?
I'm gonna go. I went Ryan's the first round. Let's go Jessica's. I've done this one once or
Nine
twice
times?
Before. So give me Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, and Jessica Simpson.
Oh. I never remember which one Jessica Biel.
I know you don't. I'll go first.
No, I got this. I'm going to fuck Jessica Alba, marry Jessica Biel, and kill Jessica Simpson. It's pretty straightforward for me. Like, You laid it out in the correct order.
I am going to, similar, I'm going to fuck Jessica Simpson. I'm going to marry Jessica Biel because I'll take JT's sloppy seconds any day.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm going to kill Jessica Alba. The reasoning, a call back to the Herp. She from what, Jake Jenner, what was his name? The guy, that baseball player who slept with everybody. She's got the Herp, known to have the Herp. So I kill her because although I had a huge crush on her, I don't want the Red Death.
I'm gonna go second just because I'm the exact same as Tad. So
okay, I don't hate that order.
Yeah, no, it's not terrible.
As long as we're all marrying Jessica Biel.
Oh yeah, I think that's pretty. She's the long run play there.
Yeah.
If she's good enough for JT, she's good enough for anybody else on the fucking planet.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah, but
she's my mirror.
Herp or not, I mean, come on. At the end of the day, herpes is everywhere. I have to fuck Jessica Alba. I can't help it.
I was such a crush on her for a long time.
I'm going to fuck Alba. I'm going to marry Biel and bye-bye Simpson.
That's fair. I think it's a toss-up. I'm okay that we're split 50-50 on that.
Yeah.
Tad, you're FMK.
All right. There are females, right? But this is because
correct.
I did through.
There
through,
are females.
I said through time. I don't know if Travis included that. So I have past history people, right? Ready? Amelia Earhart.
Nice.
During her famous flight.
Only during her famous flight?
Yes. It's the point in time. Mother Teresa, whenever you want. Helen Keller, whenever you want. And the implications of your choices, they will resound through history. So just understand.
Only some history. Because some history.
Only some history. All
right, can I go first?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Wait. History.
I'm just saying.
Rick wins the internet today. That was good.
Get it? Because she's deaf. That was
I know. Right? Oh, man.
All right, Ben, you wanted to go first.
Oh, yeah, and I'm regretting I said that, but I'm going to go anyway. All right, so I'm going to fuck Mother Teresa because at the end of the day, yeah, she hasn't fucked anybody, and yeah. I feel like I can provide her with this new service.
about 30 seconds of service, yeah.
Yeah. 45.
Okay, you're right.
He's got to have that first 20 seconds to stretch, guys.
I'm gonna marry Helen Keller because I can have parties every night. She ain't
we're getting canceled.
She can't stay. She can't hear.
What is the episode we're getting canceled?
I love that take
and
so much.
I'm gonna kill Amelia Earhart because everybody already thinks she's dead anyway.
Aren't they all? Ben, that was such a good take. Whatever you just said, I'm echoing all of that because.
Great. Okay.
Yes, I want to be able to have whatever party I want, and no one hear it. And Amelia Earhart's already dead. She's lost somewhere. And yeah, sure, fuck me, Mother Teresa. That one's a throwaway, but the other two are so solid that I'm okay with it.
I'm going to reverse the Mother Teresa for Amelia Earhart because I think one of them is down for oral and the other one is not.
No.
So I'm switching.
Hey, one knows how to handle a joystick. I'm just saying.
Hey, yo.
You know, so that's my only swap in that. But
so you went fuck Amelia Earhart, marry Helen Keller, and then kill Mother Teresa.
Yes.
You want to kill Rick, do you want to kill Mother Teresa in this context?
I will not respond to that.
But
I can either confirm or deny those allegations.
But out of context for a short.
You've heard my choices.
Okay. Yeah,
I
said what I said.
I need the quote for the short, god damn it.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
God damn it. You want to kill Mother Teresa?
Rich loves all. Rick loves all. Rick loves all.
All right, listen, you fuck Amelia Earhart because that's the reason she crashes.
Yep.
Okay.
You marry Mother Teresa because she's a saint. Because if you fuck her, she loses her sainthood. Already. She's not a nun anymore, and you've now destroyed a saint. I don't think they can also marry.
Can
but
I put that on my resume?
My logic doesn't work for that. I mean,
can I put it on my resume? Destroyed a saint.
Destroyed a saint. I mean, it's that's one of those end results extracurricular activities there.
Not
and then you put Helen Keller down. you put her down because
put her out of her misery.
Resounds through history. Because you know, because yeah. That's the right thing to do.
Right. Right.
You can't see me podcast when I'm making a face because I know what I said and that's real bad.
She lived a full life.
Rick. Yeah, she lived a
Maybe if we had second life.
Our listeners just went from 40 to 20.
It's so great. We only had 7 listeners. We could get away with this. But
well, to be fair, anyone that's advocating for Helen Keller didn't listen to this podcast anyway. So it's fine.
Sure. When you guys get syndicated, this episode's gone. And I know that, and I'm okay with it. And I've made my peace with it.
It's good to go.
Everybody will be like, didn't you claim that you were on that famous podcast? And I was like, well, I was. But
Ben, you apparently have another one.
Fuck, marry, kill. Thor. Ooh. Iron Man.
Okay. Now we're getting there.
Doctor Strange.
I guess I'm going to fuck Strange. I'm going to marry a god and I'm going to kill Iron Man.
Not even close to what I would do.
So. I don't like that take because...
Well, it is close, I guess.
Because if I'm living on Earth, if I'm me, right? I want to fuck Thor because it's Chris Hemsworth. I want to marry Iron Man because he's got the money. And what has Strange got other than some sort of like weird like hand motions? If it's me, he's a neurosurgeon. He's a neurosurgeon that can't use his hands anymore. Like, fuck off, dude.
Ironically enough, he does use his hands in the movies. They never addressed that part of it, right? Like, they never.
They did. Cat, real quick, if we're nerding out. They did with the whole like, I'm a basketball player and I can like, I'm fully able to like, with like some basic training, I can hoop up now. It's fine. So.
Well, magic, not basic training, magic.
Yeah.
You're talking about when he went and found the, yeah. I'm talking about why didn't he attempt to go back to medicine at all? Like that was his purpose.
Why would you go back to medicine if you can open up a portal to another dimension?
I'm just saying they didn't address it. There's obviously you wouldn't go back to doing medicine if you now are the
missing. You don't need to address it. They never talked about it. It's too obvious. It's
assumed.
It's assumed. It's fine.
You know what happens when you assume.
I would fuck Chris Hemsworth, Thor. I would marry Iron Man, the multi-billionaire philanthropist playboy. And I would kill Doctor Strange because he's like he's got a cape.
I'm actually gonna follow what Travis said, but I'm different reasoning. So I'm gonna fuck Thor. I am gonna marry Iron Man, not because he's the playboy, but Iron Man is the epitome of the amazing superheroes. Like, he's not just a playboy. He's a good guy.
Iron Man's not a superhero.
We've discussed
fuck
that
you. No, we discussed podcast. This. And my argument from that episode was that he is.
He has superhero intellect.
Yep.
He's peak human intellect. He's not super.
That was not my argument. And this is
just yours was wrong. So it's okay.
I'm with you, Rick. I want to spend the rest of my life with Iron Man.
Great.
Not because he's a playboy, but because he's got everything going for him. He's a good guy, blah, 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 blah. And then
he's not a good guy.
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange. I'm going to kill Doctor Strange because Doctor Strange struggles way too fucking much with his day-to-day decisions. The guy can't ever decide what he's supposed to be doing. I don't want that in my life. Fucking get rid of him. That's my reasoning.
They did him wrong in the recent movie. I wish they would have done him better.
Yeah, Strange 3. I
also think if you were going to put this list together, it should have been the big three. You should have put Cap in there instead of...
I did that on purpose.
Okay, I did it on purpose.
Yeah. No, I didn't want the big
three. That would have made it real tough. That would have made it hard for me to pick, but I think you got to kill
Strange. I'm hard.
Unfortunately, yeah. But I like Strange, but, you know, if it was... Listen, I have the same as Travis, slightly different reasoning. I want to feel the lightning between my thighs, as it turns out, you know. And
Pat, there's already lightning between your thighs.
Hey yo.
Don't ever shortchange yourself.
Well then I would like to amend that with let's cross the streams, as it turns out.
Ooh wee.
Hey. Yeah, look, Rick made a face. And okay, then you marry Iron Man, right? I mean, again, I'm an Iron Man fanboy. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
He's my number two.
Yep.
Number
two. Your favorite normal person? I get it.
All right. We got two more.
Last Phoebe.
My three, fuck, marry, kill, Mystique, Harley Quinn, and Bellatrix Lestrange.
Ooh. Oh man. Ooh. Travis is hitting me in the
I'm going all of the weird fantasies. Let's go.
First thing is fuck, and this is really easy for me because I want some unique positions and nobody can offer that better than Mystique. Get me some excitement going on here. But it's gonna dull after a while. One thing that's not gonna dull is Harley Quinn. She's exciting, she's always on. Always on. Doesn't matter if there's something blowing up in her face or not. She's on.
Hey,
I want to marry that. And then fucking kill Bellatrix. Like, what a bitch. I don't want her in my life. Bye.
No, Ben, you missed this. Give me Fuck Lestrange because that is going to be the greatest night of your life. I agree with your Mary Harley Quinn, but kill Mystique for me because...
You guys have Mystique, made a
the best thing about Mystique
mistake.
Is she'll change into not Mystique, and that's
why you guys have fundamentally messed up. Listen,
all right, go for it.
You always fuck crazy. You want to visit their tribe. You don't want to join. You don't marry.
Wait, who's crazy in this?
They're all crazy.
Harlequin.
Okay.
Harley's the craziest.
Yeah, fair enough, right? Marry Mystique because Mystique can shapeshift into any woman that you ever want to bang for the rest of your life.
But that's your fundamental flaw. You know it's not going to go that way. She's going to be like,
what are you talking about? Role playing is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. And you are picking the apex of the role player. Like, you are now in any scenario that you ever want to.
Yeah, but you have to continually earn that. You have to earn that privilege for her to change out of her.
Well, listen, if you're, you know, in my world, okay.
That's fair.
In my FMK world, okay. She would be participating willingly, right? And then you kill Bellatrix. Okay. She was the other two were lock-ins, and so she just falls into that third spot.
Hey,
so I'm gonna go the opposite of everyone because everyone's had a slightly different answer. I'm going to agree with Rick that Lestrange is gonna give you the best sex ever. Like, period. The end.
Literal magic.
Literally.
Like, what is that?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You don't understand.
No.
Yeah. She's going to take you close to death. And it's going to be.
She's
going to
take us on a magic carpet ride.
Last time I had sex, that's what I wanted. Like,
but Rick,
bring me to death.
I'm going to switch you with the Quinn and Mystique.
I'm okay with that.
Mystique the Mary because I do want the longevity. And Quinn literally was like, this one psychotic guy who I interviewed while I was a psychologist in Arkham Asylum, he like convinced me to be a bad guy, and so now I'm a bad guy. I don't want Harley Quinn. I'm gonna kill Harley Quinn.
I'm okay with that.
She's hot. I'm not mad. I would. She's a one.
Ben, I'm gonna kill her. Like, the face you're making right now is the embodiment of how I feel.
When you put it that way with Mystique, I'm okay with it. But you just have to know like how Harley Quinn.
You have to know going in
to me on an emotional, spiritual level.
Yeah,
like, she's essentially my high school sweetheart. So.
Literally, and Mystique could be your high school sweetheart.
She could have been, yeah.
She could have been. She could be. You don't know. Eight out of the nine times.
She could be me right now on this podcast.
Ben, you've got one more apparently.
So, Emma Watson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Oh God,
that's too easy.
How is that easy?
Well, I know how Travis is going to take it.
Then Travis, go first, because that's not easy for me.
Fuck Margo. No, yeah, fuck Margo, yeah, marry Emma, kill Taylor. That was easy.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I completely disagree. So, okay, anybody else?
I think I'm there, too, but it wasn't easy. I think, and maybe I'm projecting because Emma played in Harry Potter. In my mind, she's more nerdy than Margot.
She's hotter. She's hotter.
Oh,
than
I don't
Swift.
Know. If she's hotter. Oh, then Taylor Swift.
Yes. She's hotter.
Taylor Swift for me is my type. Yeah,
like
Taylor Swift is a lock in for kill, but only because of in relation to Emma and Margot.
Yeah, I'm okay with Give me Travis's. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Honestly, yeah. Again, it wasn't easy though for me, but I did land.
I wanted to fuck Taylor because I want to know what the world's hype is. Number one superstar in the fucking world right now. So
no, she's a makeout whore. So
show me what you got.
Show me what you
over nobody, the pants hand job.
That's nobody, right. HTP HJ. Yes.
Nobody can tell me. Nobody can tell me that marrying Emma Watson wouldn't be the highlight of their life. So I agree with all of you there. I will take.
Wow, you would kill Mario.
Kill Mario, man. It's so rough. It's again. It's like it's only the Taylor only ends up in that slot because I got to be doing one of the first two with Margo and Emma. Like
I'm going to kill Margo only because as much as I would love to enjoy Margo in my life, there's plenty of, there's plenty of Margos out there.
But... Nope. I disagree.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that based off of looks.
Look, because... I love Margo. She's an attractive person. She's not a top five for me. She never has been.
Wow.
I can respect it.
She doesn't have to be top five.
Dad, stop it.
I respect it, Ben.
No, you can't.
No,
Unity, based
on personality, right? Let's take looks out of this for half a second.
She kind of has an annoying voice too.
If we're going on personality, I'm killing Emma Watson.
No, God no. Swift has
very dull personality.
She seems pretentious.
First of all, what Emma Watson are you talking about? Because we were thinking about, I'm not talking Harry Potter and Emma Watson, but I make
it's
that.
No, Guardian I'm talking about like her in real life, like when she's been on interviews and stuff, I kind of like, I don't think so. And then I actually think then my list would be fuck Taylor, marry Mario, and then would be kill Emma for doing that.
At least if I
fuck Taylor, I can get like a song out of it or something.
That's my point. I could never marry Taylor because I
No.
Everyone agrees with that.
But I think that going by personality, that's why I like Taylor. I think that she does her own. She's a savvy businesswoman.
Successful
career. She writes her own music. She does it right. So forgetting all the rest, like that's why I would put her mover to the top and Emma to the bottom because I don't think Emma has done anything of consequence. Outside of her movie career,
since Beauty and the Beast, no, nothing.
Yeah.
Wait. So
I have obviously
has
insulted
Taylor
some people.
Done anything of consequence outside of her singing career?
Yes.
Okay. What?
All the business stuff. I would qualify the business stuff she does outside of the singing portion. So singing songs and she runs her own, all of her
Rick,
all of her stuff.
She was in
Valentine's Day.
Don't care about any of that, Rick. Hear me out. Originally, for her first like four albums, she was under a record label that owned, say, 75% of whatever creative licenses that she had. She decided to literally re-record every song she's ever written or been a part of to own 100%. So if we're talking business savvy, she now owns like the Spotify, like all of her followers re-listen to all of the newer songs that were old songs.
I'm not saying that she hasn't done it, but if you can't name it, you don't get the point. So
I just did.
So, I know Travis gets the point. Pat
okay, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
I get
fair.
Points.
If
you're going to say business savvy, I need to hear it.
I'm still going to kill her.
That would have been the thing that I brought up Travis's point because I did actually know that.
Then Tad
but
also.
But I also think she runs and manages the financials around all of her concerts and how she pays her people and how she does those things. And so
she's very well known.
Hold on, I don't know anything more specific, and I think that's too vague. I think that's a little still too vague.
Yeah.
But it's specific enough.
I will respect your comment there.
It's specific enough to get the point for me. So, okay, you both get the points. That's all. I just need to hear it.
Hey, I respect your questioning my statements there.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. This is that anger. I listen, guys, I got out of the anger management course earlier tonight, and I didn't get angry.
Dad, fuck off!
Okay? I didn't get angry. I said, I did what we learned in class. Rick, thanks for your feedback and your question, and I appreciate where you're coming from. And then I answered.
I was really hoping you were going to do an anger management quote off that. And I was
kind of drop the ball. Woosaw.
Can I get people to rewind their picks real quick? Because I'm
for which one? Which one? I got most of them.
I got them all. So
specifically for that last one. Okay. Not all of it.
So the Margot Robbie,
like the we did a variation of it as well with qualifiers. So is it the first selection or the second selection?
I need the final.
Yeah, camp. Let's go with final. So Tad, I've got you down for you would fuck Margot, you would marry Emma Watson, and you would kill Taylor Swift. Is that still your final stance?
No, I'm actually gonna go with my instinct. Now after we talked. Even putting it back to the original question, fucking Taylor, I'm marrying Margot, I'm killing Emma.
Okay.
Nice.
Final answer. Lock it in. Lock it in. I don't need to phone a friend. Fuck them.
I like it.
50-50. Rick, you were the same as me, right? You were...
Yeah, I'm fucking Margot marrying Emma Watson. And killing Taylor.
Killing Taylor, yeah.
Okay, I'm my final point. I don't think I've left that camp.
Can I just point out really quick that this is why I named these three people, so that it would cause stir, not whether it was easy or hard, but it would stir the pot.
I'm still hard.
Hey, yo.
Ben, what was your final one so I can record it for posterity?
So I have actually changed my answer too, thanks to your discussion.
Yes, you have.
I'm so excited now to... I still want to fuck Taylor. I still want to know what the hype is.
Sure, I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
But
I still think she's an OTP HJ, as Travis did.
Now I want to know what a life would be like with Margot Robbie. So
yes.
I'm going to marry her and I'm going to kill Emma.
Ben, listen, let me tell you something. You go through life and you meet people that are flexible and can adapt and change, right? And then you also meet people who can't take in information and make adjustments, right? That are just stuck in a spot. And, you know, we're one of the, you and I, we're one of those group. That's all I'll say. I'll leave it right there.
Listen, Tad, here, you will never convince me. You will never convince me to change my opinion ever.
I hope Debbie doesn't listen to this podcast.
Listen, you know, sometimes you're born smart and ugly, and other times you're born handsome and maybe not quite as smart, but again, we can find common ground. Right. And then sometimes you're two other guys that are squares on my screen right now. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
You know, when they ask you to pick two on the triangle, but
yeah, oh, you can't have all three.
You can, if you go right in the middle, right?
That's called failing at all of
that's,
them, sir.
That's failing and
it's good. Fast, good, or cheap. You can have
Tad? It's failing upwards. That's what
failing upwards.
Failing upwards.
That always aim for the middle of the V. Always aim for the middle.
Nope. Don't aim for the middle. Aim for the top.
Oh, sorry.
Aim for the top of
the I don't know. I'm the bowler who bounces it off the bumpers to see how many pins I get down.
That's
so
fair. This has been an episode.
A good one.
This has been a great episode.
It's definitely been a thing.
It's been an episode. Follow us on Twitter if you want to. I don't care. It's fine. Just do it or don't. I don't know. Or
get
Instagram.
Get in the comments.
There better be comments after this one.
Gotta be comments. I'll enable comments. If you have ideas for topics, you can either DM us on Twitter or don't, because we don't care. We're on all of the streaming services for podcasts, including Spotify, Google, Apple, all of them.
Give the comments
that this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey,
thanks for being here, Tad.